anger, as we heard this morning, is the emotion that we're going to talk about today. Anger is one of the issues that the Apostle Paul deals with in his letter to the church at Ephesus. We think Paul wrote this letter around the year 60, so about 30 years after Jesus. Probably this letter was written when Paul was in prison. There's a lot of evidence that that's the case. He wrote the letter to encourage the Gentiles in the church at Ephesus, because there were some people that were talking like maybe the Jews were privileged, you know, because they had been a part of the faith that Jesus was a part of. And Paul wrote them this letter and said, the Jews and the Gentiles, all of you are first-class citizens in God's kingdom. You're all number one. He wanted to make sure that they understood that. He used phrases and metaphors like the body of Christ as a description of God's kingdom on earth. He used the metaphor talking about marriage as a mirror of Jesus' relationship with the churches that were forming now. And he encouraged them and told them that you've got to start living your lives differently. And that living differently is the context of the verses that I want to read today from the letter. These verses that we're dealing with deal directly with anger and what Paul had to say about anger. Ephesians 4, 26 to 27. Don't get so angry that you sin. Don't go to bed angry, and don't give the devil a chance. The Word of God for the people of God. I wish you'd all been able to be here when we started this sermon series. We watched, how many of you have seen now the movie Inside Out? Oh, a good bit more of you. There must have been a lot of people there last night. At your house, Lloyd, were there a lot of people there? A good fair amount, good. Well, this movie talks about a young girl's life and the emotions that she has in her are characters in the movie. Anger is the one that we want to talk about today. We never quite know what to do with the emotion of anger ourselves. It's one of the dominant emotions of all the human conditions. I will never forget, I read a couple stories in the paper one day. There was one about a man who had a washing machine that failed on him and it leaked water all over his house. He took the washing machine outside and filled it full of bullet holes with his gun. Now, this was a guy who was angry, and the article that I was reading was what the police called, Troy, autocide. Another fellow had shot up his car because he could not get it to go. And on the police report, in the headlines of the little newspaper where it happened, they called it autocide instead of homicide. These are a couple of people who were angry and didn't know what to do with that emotion. You heard me a minute ago when I was struggling to explain to the children that, you know, anger's not necessarily a bad thing. But it's how we deal with that anger. That's what we want to talk about. In Riley Anderson's life, the little girl in the movie Inside Out, her anger is this hothead little red character. People associate the color red with anger. You know, look at the next slide for me. See how when he gets angry, his head starts on fire, right? And in the film, anger yells and throws things and blows up. It's important to note, though, that in the movie, that was the only way that anger acted out, was just to yell and scream and throw things, okay? But think about it. In a kid's life, you were mentioning a few minutes ago, Meredith, that Riley has to move and she's got all of these things going on in her life. So she's naturally trying to figure out how to go to a new school and make new friends and all of those kind of things when you move all the way across the country. She's an 11-year-old, so she's frustrated and she doesn't know how to control the impulse that she has to yell and scream. But Paul's writing to that church in Ephesus, and he's writing to us because we are disciples of Jesus. And in that letter, he's telling them that it's time for you to grow up, okay? Don't let that anger turn to sin, but use your anger in the right way. Don't be like Riley, who lets anger get her into trouble. We got a short film. We want to meet anger.
Ever wonder why you feel the way you do? Well, get to know your emotions. When things go wrong, anger is there. This is anger. He will make sure the world knows anger is in control. But what you really need to watch out for is when he's out of control. Get to know all your emotions with Disney Pixar's Inside Out.
You know, when you were a kid, when you and I were kids, we were just like Riley when we were little. I mean, we have to vent those emotions. We have to vent them. Let me ask you another question. When you get angry now, okay, do you always confront the person calmly and talk to them about you know, what you're angry about? I mean, why do we not do that? Talk to the person who made us angry. Because we've learned that there are, you know, different situations when we can do that. And then sometimes we're worried about other, you know, things that might happen to us if we confronted the person who's angry with us. We've learned to take that and let it out in acceptable ways. And you, I'm sure, know what happens to you when you don't let that anger out, right? It hurts you. It hurts you physically. Maybe you're having trouble sleeping at night. Maybe, you know, you're tired all the time. If you hold those bad things inside, it hurts you. You become short with your friends and your family. Generally, it's true, I think, that when we repress anger, stuff gets messed up. You know? Things get messed up. In Paul's letter, the church in Ephesus is getting instructions about changing the way Christians deal with anger. Paul wants them to understand the power of the Holy Spirit to help them channel that anger into things that will make the world better. First, Paul says, his first instruction to them is be angry. Don't hold it in, Paul says. Be angry. You know, there's research that suggests that the average person has some degree of anger. And the research that I read said, or its cousin frustration. It's either anger or frustration 10 to 14 times a day. That's a lot. 10 to 14 times when we feel anger. Think about how you deal with that. God was angry. Some scholars have read and counted 375 times in the Hebrew Bible. 375 times God was angry. Think about Jesus. He was angry with the scribes and Pharisees several times. Think about how angry he was when he went into the temple and turned the tables over. Paul writes to them and tells them, you know, folks, there are some things that you really should be angry about. There are things that happen that you really should be angry about. Sometimes when you're angry, it says, I care to another person. Sometimes it can be an expression of love. Sometimes anger says, I'm not going to stand by and watch you waste your life. Sometimes when we get angry, we go too far, though. And that's what Paul's talking about. Don't get so angry that you sin. Paul says, be angry, but don't sin. Paul explains that we have to deal with our anger. He says, not tomorrow, but today. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Because Paul knows it hurts you. It hurts you inside. It leads to health problems if you don't deal with that. He calls it specifically anger neglected leads to bitterness, and bitterness is a sin. Bitterness is anger that's taken root in your heart. Bitterness eats away at you like cancer. And it affects both the body and the soul. How do we deal with it? Paul suggests forgiveness. Paul encourages the Ephesians to deal with it. He says, stop being bitter, angry, and mad at others. Don't yell at one another or curse each other or ever be rude. Instead, be kind and merciful and forgive others just as God forgave you because of Christ. Remember, a few years ago, Operation Lifesaver at the railroad tracks. Do you guys remember that? They put up signs. And I think it was like, was it stop, look, listen, live? It was look, listen, live, I think. Stop, look, listen. And so let me suggest that you use that in your life. When you get angry, just stop. Listen to what's going on around you. Think about the ways that you could channel this emotion that you're feeling to make the world a better place, to build the kingdom, to help the situation that you're in. Look to see why you're angry, and then listen to the Holy Spirit. What is the Spirit suggesting to you that you do? Riley did not have that in the movie as a way to deal with her anger, and she almost went too far. And I want to encourage all of us, when we see an injustice in the world, to stand up. But don't yell and scream. But take that anger that you're feeling and find a way to use it to build God's kingdom. Amen? Amen. I